Welcome to the Lacrosse Show on AM 1230, Fox Sports Radio. It's powered by the Ohio Machine, Oil Up Columbus, and Midwest Lacrosse. And now your hosts, Coach Billy Taylor and Sean Ryan.
Good Saturday morning, and buddy, do we have a show lined up for you today. We got some guests that I think everybody in Ohio and all around the lacrosse community are going to want to hear from. We've got Coach Nat St. Laurent from Ohio Northern and newly added to the Ohio Machines staff. And then we also have the head coach of the hottest program in the Midwest, maybe the hottest program in the country right now, the Marquette Golden Eagles. Joe Amplo is going to be with us a little bit later on. So we got one lined up here this morning, Sean. What do you think?
I think it's great. Coach Amplo, I mean, with Marquette 6-0, big win last night versus Jacksonville. They beat the Buckeyes last weekend. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, a school like Marquette, third year in existence, 6-0 right now. How's he doing it? Hopefully we'll be able to kind of, you know, pull back the curtain a little bit, and he'll be able to share some insight with us.
That'll be a lot of fun getting to talk to Coach Joe. Of course, that's one of Bam Bam's boys. I mean, Rick loves him. I wish we had Rick on again this week. He was a lot of fun last week. Mm-hmm. But another thing that's going on this weekend, I think we got some games that are coming up this weekend, Sean, that are going to kind of lay out the landscape in Division III. You got a Roanoke playing Stevenson today at 2:00, and that's a game between two teams that have lost early but have had some big wins as well. Roanoke knocking off Denison, and then turning around right after that and getting upset. Well, some people don't call it an upset, getting beat by Sewanee. And, Stevenson taking it on the chin pretty good from RIT. And they're trying to get it going again. And those two teams are going to be playing against each other. So we get an idea of where the power really lies. I mean,
the Division III lacrosse, the South is a mess right now. I mean, it's a complete mess. The North is kind of, you know, figuring it out early on the way we thought it would be, where it's going to be Tufts and RIT. Those two teams are just loaded and, you know, ready to go. The South, I mean, Salisbury's lost two games in a row now. You have, as you were talking about, Sewanee beating Roanoke, Denison losing two games in a row. They play Sewanee today, so, you know, and they're playing a team that, you know, beat a team they lost to in terms of Roanoke. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how some of these games play out. I think one of the biggest things, Coach, that we have to look at, and I mean we as the powers that be in college lacrosse, is are we doing a disservice to the players, to the student athletes, by playing these games in February? Because what we're doing is we're kind of in a spot where we're taking that magic eight ball and shaking it to see how the weather's going to be. I think one of the things that they need to do, and the championship committee needs to take a look at, is moving back championship weekend into June. Now, it's going to come down to TV rights with ESPN, but right now, you know, you're carried on ESPNU, ESPN2, you know, those are some things right there that, you know, they need to take a look at. I know that they're worried about with softball and with college softball, college baseball, kind of interfering with those TV things, but it's one of those things where we're playing these games early and early, you're not getting the best from the players. You know, the chances of someone getting hurt is a little bit higher. The other thing, too, at the Division I level, you know, they've cut out those midweek games. So now all of a sudden, you know, they're going to a format where they're playing one game a week. 10 years ago, they were playing two games a week. They were playing on a Wednesday. They were playing on a Monday, or I'm sorry, on a Saturday. So these are all things that we hope that the championship committee takes a look at, move the season back to a little bit in June, mid-June, early June, so that way we don't have to go out on February 10th to watch lacrosse.
Well, let me play a little bit of the devil's advocate on that, Sean. You know, these guys, the powers that be in lacrosse, are going to say, hey, you know, we can't predict the weather. You know, you look at the Farmer's Almanac, and it says we're going to have a tough winter, and, you know, we don't get anything early, and then all of a sudden, you know, winter hits like a, you know, like a banshee in February. You know, that's a blip on the radar. You know, we'd normally get 45-degree days, some 50-degree days in late February. So, you know, no worries. You know, what do we say to them then? I mean, the bottom line is, at this juncture, it is what it is. But I agree with you 100%. I think we need to take a look at playing these early games. And not having so many games moved because another example is Roanoke. I mean, not Roanoke, but Denison and Sewanee were supposed to play at 1 today. They moved that to Sunday. And I think that's because of the big snowstorm that came across the South, and Tennessee got hit with 24 inches of snow. So Sewanee's having a little tougher time getting here, so they gave him an extra day.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are kind of pushing for it. You know, they're hoping to see it. It's just, you know, we're not getting a great product early on. It's one of the things, we're not getting a good product early on. And it's going to take some of the powers that be to lose a couple games that maybe they shouldn't, to all of a sudden make a little bit of a push. And I'm not talking at the Division III level. I'm talking at the Division I level.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the things is that, you know, everyone's trying to mimic and play catch up with the Division I. You know, Delaware was a team back in early 2002, 2003, where they started this trend. They were the ones that were playing early or in mid-February, and then they'd creep up and get a little week earlier. Then all of a sudden it became a contest. Who's going to start sooner? And now all of a sudden, you know, you have a lot of teams playing early on. They miss these games. At the D3 level, you get a game canceled. Now all of a sudden you have to look to reschedule it down the road. But more importantly, now all of a sudden you're making more of an impact to the student athlete. And that's one of the things of the Division III, is that they have their overall say of that we are focused on the student athlete. We put the student athlete first. Well, now all of a sudden, if you're having a game canceled and you're going to reschedule it for April 17th, which is a Tuesday, you're going to have that young man miss class.
And there you have it. Well, we're going to jump out here to the Yabo's Taco Hotline and talk to a guy who may be dealing with some of this come next spring. We got on the line the Ohio Northern head coach and a good friend of the program, Nat St. Laurent. Nat, how are you this morning, man? Uh-oh. Nat, you there? I think we lost him. We'll try. We'll get Nat back and get that figured out, and then we'll go from there. But, again, I see exactly what you're talking about on that, Sean, and, you know, we will – You know, I personally, I'm tired of watching games online in the middle of the snow and I can't find the ball. Just yeah. Be honest with you, I'm tired of looking at that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Coach, one of the things we got to do, I think, first off, is want to give a congratulations to Nick Gallagher, head coach of Muskingum College, and CG, who is a sponsor of the show as well, his dad. Nick had the program's first victory on Wednesday, and also his first victory as a head coach. So, you know, from Muskingum College, good victory for him. Dom, who was on the show last week at Wilmington College, they picked up their first victory of the season yesterday as well, too. So a lot of firsts coming along.
Absolutely. Let's try the Yabo's Taco Hotline again and see if Coach Nat St. Laurent is there. Nat, you with us, man.
Billy T, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, Nat. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on the show again.
No question about it. You got some news today in a press release, well, not today, but this week from the Ohio Machine, that they have added Nat St. Laurent to their coaching staff. And Nat, tell us a little bit about what they want you to do for them.
I'm sorry, Billy. I couldn't get that last part.
I just wanted to find out if you can tell us a little bit about what the Machine are going to have you doing for them this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to kind of help with some analytics during the games, just try to – you know, see where shots and goals are coming from. Really excited this week to head down and get with Coach Davis and prepare for spring or for camp and training camp and work with the offense a little bit and just kind of get spread around and do whatever I can to help the Machine get to the next step.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, bottom line is, if people don't know, Nat St. Laurent is one of the better offensive coaches. He coached at VMI, and I forget what year it was. You were the number one offense in the country, if I'm not mistaken, Nat.
We were up there. We had a nice little run. I don't know if we were finished number one, but at one point we were up there quite a bit, and it was definitely a fun year.
And same thing at W&L for the last few seasons as well.
Yeah, we've had a good run, and you know what they say, you know, good players make good coaches. So I've been pretty fortunate at Washington to lead the last few years to really have some good players, and it's great watching those guys continue to do well in my absence.
You know, I've been talking with Sean here, and we've been talking a little bit about the weather, and you got a new program up at Ohio Northern that's in the northern part of the state, and so, you know, you're going to be dealing with a little bit more of the snow and that kind of stuff next spring. How early are you guys looking to get started next year?
Yeah, so So we're going to probably get started that third week in January. And I'll be honest with you, it's not that bad. I'm, you know, in upstate New York, a guy at Carthage, New York, you know, this has been a nice, easy little winter for us compared to what I grew up in. But we've got two turf stadiums that have already, my AD and provost of the university have already told us we'd be proud, and they've actually done that for us right now with not being in season. The other thing we've got going for us is we have a indoor facility that we can play full field in. So I think it's going to we're in a pretty blessed situation up here, but you're right. It's been a little bit cold, a little bit windy, and but I think we're going to be just fine here.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to find out from you, Nat, was you started two programs. You started at Ferrum, and things sort of fell off the bubble a little bit there, and now you started Ohio Northern. And a lot of people are wondering, how in the world are you doing what you're doing recruiting-wise?
That's a great question. You know, I'm blessed to have an awesome wife who kind of gets that during lacrosse season, recruiting season, she's kind of a single mom. It takes a good school, and Ohio Northern is a great school academically. And, you know, you got to have good facilities, and you got to make sure that you have support. You know, young men nowadays want to go and kind of feel special and know that they're taken care of, and their parents obviously want the best for their kids. So that's what we focus a lot of our time, you know, make sure we're finding the right character kids, showing them what we can offer them, you know, as a student athlete, and then just kind of take it from there. We've been pretty lucky. I'm personally fortunate to have some great contacts and great mentors over the years of coaching that have really helped me out. And, you know, so a lot, some of it's not thinking I know what I'm doing. The other bit's kind of, you know, lucky finding the right kids that are willing to take the challenge of coming to a new program, and they get excited about it.
Nat, Sean Ryan here. How is, you spoke on the fact of, you know, things are going well. You have the support from the university, from the institution. You have two turf fields. You have the indoor field house. How is recruiting going, and as far as where are you getting most of your commitments right now?
Yeah, it's actually interesting, Coach. There's in a first year program, you're trying to figure out what your niche is. We currently have 33 kids coming in the fall, and they come from 11 different states. So we've got a lot of kids in New York. Obviously, my ties from back home. I think we have 5 or 6 kids from New York, a couple kids from Pennsylvania. So it's a lot of Mid-Atlantic, East Coast. But we've made sure that we tried to do the absolute best we can to get the best talent out of the great state of Ohio, and we've got some kids coming in from some quality programs in Northeast Ohio that, you know, there's a lot of excitement up there with their senior class to kind of push the Columbus area this year for a state championship. And then right in Columbus's backyard, you know, we've got some great kids coming in from Upper Arlington and Hilliard schools. So we're really fired up about them.
Now you're in a spot too, where you guys currently have a club team. Have you had a chance to work with, you know, the club players, kind of talk to them about the jump to varsity? Do you think any of those kids will be part of the 30 that would make up your next year's roster?
No, right now we do have a club team, but we're not really involved with them too much. It's a group of kids that are doing a nice job, but it's a good mix of some of our grad students that are in the law school, some things like that. There's a couple kids that that have expressed some serious interest in coming out that have played football here for us and now are, you know, looking to switch over and play lacrosse because they played lacrosse in high school. So I think we might get one or two just very good athletes. But other than that, you know, we're really counting on the 33 freshmen
sure.
we've got committed coming in.
That's great.
You know, one thing, talking about recruiting in Ohio, Nat, there, in the last several years, we've had 19 new programs show up in the state of Ohio. Not 19 new, we went from 8 teams playing in Ohio to 19. Talk a little bit about, how do you deal with all that competition when you're out talking to recruits?
Right, yeah, it's tough. You know, I think the OAC, the NCAC, and, you know, now we're hearing rumors of Cleveland State starting lacrosse. You know, the high school lacrosse in Ohio is getting better and better each year, but it is tough. But one of the things that's allowed us to kind of go nationally is just our academic reputation, and that's kind of how we've approached it, where we're going to have a national recruiting base. Like I said, over half the kids coming in are from out of state, almost 3/4 of them are out of state right now with a strong group here in Ohio. But, we're really trying to hit, you know, the Chicagos, the Pittsburghs, the Western New York, things like that. But it is tough. There's a lot of really good young coaches out here doing great things. And it's great for the game, and it's even better for the kids in Ohio. So it's a little bit of a challenge, but we're fortunate enough to be able to have a national recruiting base, and that really has helped us.
So this year with the machine, is this going to be an ongoing thing, or is this just because you have that free time, you want to get your mind going, stay connected to the game? Is that what you're looking at, or do you think this is going to be maybe a dual hat for you?
Oh, I'm hoping that it can turn into a dual hat, to be honest with you, Coach. I'm really excited about it. I had a great conversation with Coach Davis last night. But this year it just really worked out extremely well that, you know, I wasn't really having that fix of coaching, and I wanted to get better, and coaching the machine is going to be a great opportunity. So, yeah, I'm hoping that it will continue to be a long-term
thing.
Good
for you.
There's some really great coaches there and some players that I've known over the years that play that I just kind of want to be involved with and learn from.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think one of the things that's going to be great for you as well, too, is that it's going to kind of bring some new ideas to you. And also, you know, when you have a player like Kyle Harrison that, you know, you have watched for a long time and you're seeing what he's doing, you can kind of implement that into your program. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that Dom's looking to do with the Wilmington program, too.
Right, yeah, without a doubt. I just got to make sure I remind our guys that, you know, that is Kyle Harrison, and Kyle Harrison's on TV for a reason doing it, you know, along with Marcus Holman and the rest of the crew. But you're right, you know, to be able to work with those guys and get the nuances and the little parts of the game that, you know, sometimes you take for granted, and be able to bring that back each and every day, and, you know, reminding our kids in our program that, hey, those guys on TV are shooting the ball overhand. Why the heck are you not shooting the ball overhand? It kind of helps get your point across.
If you find that golden key, let us all know so that way we can pass it on to everybody.
Yeah, I know. Right now everybody wants to try to get on SportsCenter Top 10, but then they realize their shooting percentage is about 10. So we're still trying to figure that out.
Well, Nat, I want to thank you for taking some time out of shoveling the sidewalk or whatever's going on up there at Ohio Northern, up in Ada, and joining us here on the Lacrosse Show. We are up against a break, but one thing I got to warn you about: on March 29th, you're going to be going up against the Midwest All-Stars, and there's going to be a good friend of yours on the other side lineup. I'm going to have a few tricks up my sleeve for your offense, my man.
Well, I can't wait to see it, and just don't get too upset when the ball's in the back of the net.
Oh, I hear you. I love it.
Brother.
Talk to Smack,
so
my brother.
Me on.
We'll see. We'll be right back after these messages.
Stoss Brewing is Delaware, Ohio's first and only brew pub. In a day and age where craft breweries are becoming more and more experimental, Stoss stays true to the beer-making process. Classic styles, true to style, with 12 original beers on tap. Oil up with Stoss Brewing before and after every Ohio Machine game this summer. Located at 31 West Winter Street in Delaware, just blocks from Selby Stadium. Stay up to date on everything Stoss on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Stoss Brewing. Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio. Are you ready to change your game? Then change your handle. C12 Lacrosse is a premium manufacturer of high-performance carbon fiber lacrosse handles. They are the first in the industry to engineer position-specific handles for your style of play. They offer an attack, midfield, LSM, Class D, goalie, and two lady size handles. Manufactured right here in Central Ohio and backed by an industry-leading 12-month warranty. So when you're ready to change your game, the new Selly line is available at Midwest Lacrosse or any C12 Lacrosse authorized dealer in Ohio. C12 Lacrosse, handle the game. 1808 American Bistro prides themselves on offering menu items that meet the highest standards of quality, freshness, and seasonality, serving classic American fare with occasional Southern and Cajun twists. In addition, they have 48 craft beers on draft and a fine selection of wines and spirits. Check them out at 1808AmericanBistro.com for menus and event information.
Stop in for amazing deals during Menards Crazy Days sale going on now. Be ready for a wide range of jobs with 8-inch ratchet lock pliers by Skill, just 88 cents after rebate. Save $10 on assorted long sleeve shirts by Skechers, just $4.97 each. Save big on an over the range microwave, only $99 after rebate. Good while supplies last. Don't miss Menards Crazy Days sale with prices so low, they're crazy. Hurry, sale ends Sunday.
Save big money at Menards. After 30 years, boxing is back on NBC Primetime. Tonight, live at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, the world's best fighters return to NBC as Keith Thurman does battle with Robert Guerrero and Adrian Broner goes to war with John Molina Jr. This is the start of a whole new era in boxing. Hosted by Al Michaels, with commentary by Marv Albert, Sugar Ray Leonard, and Leila Ali. Don't miss it. Tonight, live on NBC at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. Premier Boxing Champions, where the next legends collide.
Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. A Habitat build site is where hanging a door opens a world of opportunity, where turning a screw turns the page, and where a simple key can unlock a brighter future. You see, Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. What will you build? Visit habitat.org to learn more.
The mission of the Cancer Support Community of Central Ohio is to ensure that all people affected by cancer are empowered by knowledge, strengthened by action, and sustained by community. For more information, call 884-HOPE or visit cancersupportohio.org.
Pizza, burgers, and fries again. It's time to flip the script and head to Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Yabo's is a sports grill and bar with a twist. Excellent craft beers, award-winning margaritas, and a high-end menu featuring the freshest tacos with your choice of fillings like fish, shrimp, and steak. Yabo's serves outstanding burritos, bowls, the cheesiest quesadillas anywhere, and Coach Taylor's favorite, the big sloppy Yabo. Yabo's has three locations, Westerville, Arlington, and Powell. Don't settle for pizza or wings. Flip the script and head to your nearest Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Truly the best place to be for sports.
And we are back and having a lot of fun here this morning. We want to thank Nat St. Laurent from Ohio Northern University and the newest member of the machine coaching staff for joining us in the first segment. And speaking of Yabo's, we're going to be over at Yabo's Tacos on Powell Road tomorrow at 5 o'clock for a big coach's chalk talk, the second one hosted by the Ohio Machine. So oil up, Columbus. Come on out to Yabo's Tacos, watch Coach Billy Olin, Bill Wolford, and Greg Bice draw up some X's and O's and answer some of your questions and have some great tacos and burritos.
I think the one thing to point out with this coach is that this clinic is open to everybody.
Absolutely.
And it's free. It's a free lacrosse clinic.
I don't have to pay anything?
Now all of a sudden what you have is you have the Ohio Machine not only making inroads with our show by, you know, helping us out with getting these great coaches, the guests on, but now all of a sudden they're giving back to the community where they're doing a free clinic and they're having coaches come to speak at it. And it goes a long way. And that's one of the things that 15, 20 years ago, the way the game was growing was that people were giving back. They were doing free clinics. They were giving those opportunities out there saying, hey, this is what I would want to do. I'll never forget when I first got into coaching, you could go to the U.S. Lacrosse Coaching Convention and all of a sudden at a table, there's a Bill Tierney. There's a Coach Starzia sitting down talking to you, and they're showing you different plays. They're showing you what you want to do. Everybody was very open with things. And for whatever reason, all of a sudden people kind of came in and started closing the doors, closing the windows. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're not really willing to give that. If they give it, they want something in return now. So it's good to see that the machine is doing a free coaches clinic open to everybody at Yabo's Tacos.
You know, one of the things you were talking about the old days, I remember when I, as a, well, not so young, just new head coach, Joe Healy and Midwest Lacrosse providing a bus every year for the coaches to just hop on and ride out.
He would have a suite. He would have a suite, and he would have a little gathering for the Central Ohio, for the whole entire state of Ohio, for all the high school coaches. And it was one of those things to, you know, help grow the game, get people to kind of mingle, get to know each other. And I thought it was great because as a new coach to the area, you know, I had my inroads with some of the coaches, but I didn't know, let's say, the St. Ignatius coach, really.
Right.
You know, I didn't know at that time maybe the St. X coach. So now all of a sudden I'm sitting down in a room and I have a chance to meet this coach and kind of get those inroads, and it was great. And you know, the nice thing about that too was that it was free.
Absolutely, I love stuff that's free. You know, it always helps. So you know, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Yabo's Tacos on Powell Road over there in the Giant Eagle Center. Come on out, yeah, come on out. There's great food, you know, great beers on tap. It'll be a great time and a lot of fun and a lot of sharing of the game, and you'll learn a lot. Let's just move on. One thing I wanted to get with you about, Sean, you know, we got into it a little bit last week. We were talking about, you know, talking about offense and defense. And I know you were an offensive player when you played at RIT.
Correct.
And as a coach, how much input did you have with your defensive unit, or was that something that you left totally to your defensive
unit? I was the head coach, so I had complete control over everything.
Right.
You know, because at the end of the day, it was my name attached to it.
Right.
So, but one of the things is that I believed in the assistant coaches that I had. So I would give them the luxury to create and build the defense that they wanted to. If I had ideas or wanted to implement something, sure, I would say, hey, this is one of those things. It's just like the feedback that I would expect them to give me for the offensive as well, too. Communication at the coaching level is so important. You have to communicate with your coaches. The other thing too is, and we've harped on this enough on the show, is communication with the players. A lot of times when you make a move to a player, they don't know why you're doing it. In today's society, they need to know why. These kids need to know why. If I'm making the move from attack to midfield or from close defense to goalie, you know, explain it to them. Explain, hey, this is why we're doing this. This is where we see you. This is how you're going to be able to fit into the program and everything. And I think, you know, once that clarity is there, once that communication, then it's going to be good. I can guarantee that when Nicky Glasso made that move from North Carolina to Syracuse, that Coach Desko sat him down and said, Nicky, you know what? We're probably going to be playing at the midfield.
Okay.
Because that's one of those things where you have this great player from North Carolina, and all of a sudden he's an attackman. He doesn't play midfield at all, really.
Right.
He gets maybe one or two runs. They try to get a short stick on him when he was at Carolina. But for the most part, he's playing at attack, and he's playing that left side, and he's not moving. And now all of a sudden he goes to Syracuse, and they move him right to the midfield. So, you know, having that communication, that conversation early on is important. But, you know, there's been a lot of great games going on, Coach. We got a great one today with Duke and Notre Dame. You know, Denver. Does Denver bounce back after that loss to North Carolina? How does Notre Dame keep things going? I mean, Notre Dame's flying under the radar. You know, they're the team that they got jumped last week. Syracuse goes from 4-1. Notre Dame's kind of sitting right there at number 2-3 in some of the polls, and they're still sitting there, and they got a heck of attackman in Kavanaugh. He is phenomenal.
There's no doubt about that. But speaking of the jump of Syracuse from 4-1, you know, sitting watching them last week and, you know, having watched them for the last few weeks, I don't think there's any question that they're the number one team in the country. I mean, because from end to end, they're solid in every aspect of the game. Offensively, I mean, that motion offense that they run, I mean, there's, you know, they've got weapons all over the field, and they bring it at you, and they don't seem to care who gets it and who puts it in the back of the net. At the faceoff circle, which was a big problem from them a year ago, they got the kid from Minnesota who's doing great things on the X. And then defensively, which has been kind of hit and miss recently, Leland got that defense playing like lights out right now. That defense initiates their offense. It gets it going. I mean, their whole focus on defense, let's get the ball back, get it up the field, and let's score some points. And so, you know, looking at Denver, looking at Carolina, looking at Duke, haven't seen Notre Dame yet this year, but Sean, of all the teams that have been at the top right now, I have to say Syracuse is the team that is the most complete. And, you know, they've got the Indian sign on. They got the bullseye on their back now.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on all the key points. I mean, the greatest thing about this Syracuse team that I like the most is that this is the most exciting team that they've had in a while. And the biggest thing is that it's that word team. Together, everybody achieves more, team. And they're doing it as a team. There's no I in team. There's just M-E, me. But anyways, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, they have all the right places, but they're playing unselfish. They're playing unselfish across the board. And I think over the past few years, they didn't have that going on. So hats off to their coaching staff for doing it. I think one of the things, too, is that, you know, with the growth of the game here in the Midwest, having Notre Dame, you know, being right there in the top 2, 3, 4 position, Marquette, Coach Amplo, what he's doing, they're moving up very quick. You know, the Michigan, you know, they lost a tough one to John, down in Jacksonville over the other day. But, I mean, they're doing some really good things. Coach Paul's really kind of got them going in a positive direction. Now, the hard thing for Michigan is that they have so many people that want that immediate success. They're wondering why they're not winning all these games and how come, you know, Marquette can come in and it's a different program, different situations. You know, not every first-year program is going to have 100% support, and it takes a while to kind of get things going. It's going to be interesting to see, too, and how Ohio State bounces back. Yep. You know, they got a big one tomorrow, today.
Yep, the Hofstra
today at 1
game,
o'clock, Hofstra.
That's going to be huge.
Huge game.
They can't. I mean, if they win that game, they're back in the mix. But if they can't win that game, we've got problems. Sean, we're going to jump out of here for a minute, and then when we come back, we're going to get on the Yabo's Tacos hotline with our next guest, Coach Joe Amplo of the Marquette Golden Eagles.
Pizza, burgers, and fries again. It's time to flip the script and head to Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Yabo's is a sports grill and bar with a twist, excellent craft beers, award-winning margaritas, and a high-end menu featuring the freshest tacos with your choice of fillings like fish, shrimp, and steak. Yabo's serves outstanding burritos, bowls, the cheesiest quesadillas anywhere, and Coach Taylor's favorite, the big sloppy Yabo. Yabo's has three locations, Westerville, Arlington, and Powell. Don't settle for pizza or wings. Flip the script and head to your nearest Yabo's Sports Grill and Bar. Truly the best place to be for sports. Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com. The largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio.
The folks at CG's Auto Paint and Body have been involved in Central Ohio lacrosse and in business for over 35 years, fixing your minor and not so minor dents, scratches, and bumps that young drivers sometimes inflict on your automobile. A lot has changed in lacrosse over the past 35 years in Central Ohio, but at CG's Auto Paint and Body, nothing has changed the way they do business or the way they treat their customers. CG's Auto Paint and Body conducts business the way honorable athletes compete on the lacrosse field, with commitment of promise complete. Honor, character, above reproach, loyalty to you, the customer, and fair play. CG's Auto Paint and Body at 5431 Byers Circle salutes all the young athletes participating in lacrosse this season and is a proud supporter of coaches Taylor and Ryan and the lacrosse show. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle in Columbus. Or call Chris and tell him you heard him on the lacrosse show at 436-8148. That's 436-8148. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle.
Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Are you looking for the fun bunch? They're at Chubby's Sports Bar, 1846 Hard Road in Worthington. Chubby's has some of the best pub food around. Big screens everywhere. The finest in adult beverages mixed right. And the best part is the atmosphere. So if you need a people place to watch the next big game or just want to unwind after a long day, come to Chubby's. It's where you'll find the fun bunch. Tell Debbie Mr. Bill sent you and she'll say, so? Open for lunch, dinner, and late night daily. Chubby's, a great American sports bar.
This is Joey Logano, driver of NASCAR's number 22 discount tire car. Whether I'm going 180 miles per hour on the track or just driving to the neighborhood store, I know proper tire pressure is critical. Underinflated tires waste money at the pump while putting drivers and passengers at risk. So check your tire pressure once a month and before every long trip. And remember to be tire smart.
Visit BeTireSmart.org, a message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
And we are coming back, and we are ready to run out to the Yabo's Tacos hotline right now and bring in our next guest, the coach of the hottest team in the country right now, Coach Joe Amplo of Marquette. Coach, how are you? And once again, we've got a little glitch. We're going to try to see if we can get it fixed here for you folks.
It's probably this music. Thank you.
Let's see if we got him. Coach, are you with us? No. We've lost Coach Amplo, but we'll get it back. We'll get it fixed here in a second. And he's going to give us a call back in. I just got a text from him. But during the break, Coach Sean and I were talking a little bit about the Jacksonville thing, and we're back at
Coach Amplo. Are you with us,
Coach? You there?
Hello.
Hello, Coach.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
How are you doing?
We're doing great. Sounds like you're on a bus full of lacrosse players.
Yes, we are. So, apologize for any bad service, but we should be pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, no question. We've been just talking about the makeup of teams and talking about Marquette and about the tremendous success you guys are having this year. The first thing I want to ask you, Coach, this is Coach Billy Taylor, is what do you think has come together for you the most in the 3 years that you've been active with the program?
You know, I just think how much our guys really enjoy each other and really enjoy representing Marquette. That's been the coolest experience that I've had from sitting back and watching these guys grow is the relationships and the friendships that they've formed and just watching them kind of grow into the culture that Marquette has and really enjoy representing the place that we all love.
Coach Sean Ryan here. Congratulations on the great win last night. It's got to be really a good feeling to kind of look at those guys at the end of the game and kind of say, you know what, you're buying into what we're doing. Keep things rolling, huh?
It's a rewarding feeling as a coach. It's enjoyable, and we've been fortunate to be on the right side of some pretty good games with some really good teams.
Without a doubt. Now, Coach, I got to ask you this right from the very beginning. You're an Island guy. You go to Hofstra. You coach at Hofstra, you take a little break, go to Philadelphia for a little bit, then back to the Island. Now all of a sudden you're in Wisconsin. You know where I'm going with this.
What's the question?
The question here is, Coach, how is life treating you in Wisconsin, with the growth of the game out there and kind of being a huge part of it?
Yeah, you know what? It couldn't be better. The people in the Midwest, and specifically at Marquette, they're terrific. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to raise a family. My wife and children couldn't be happier. We have great friends, and really, it's our home now. And I can't think of a better place to be and a better school to represent than Marquette.
That's great.
Coach Joe, this is Billy Taylor again. Have you found any good pizza out there?
Pizza is not on the menu. My parents do bring in pizza dough from Long Island whenever they visit. So that's the only pizza that we make in our household, because the pizza that they say is pizza in Wisconsin is really just saltine crackers and ragu sauce. It's not that.
There you go. Gotta love it. That's really good. So, Coach, you guys, you're on the bus right now. You got Mercer tomorrow, and then all of a sudden you're going to jump into the Big East portion of the schedule and everything. How do you feel as far as the Big East, you know, what you guys are looking to do, kind of carrying that, you know, this riding this wave and going from here?
Yeah, you know, we're really just trying to take it one at a time, honestly. I tell our kids each day, and this is something I got from Coach Shinowski way back when, was let's just go on a one-game winning streak. That's it. We got to cut loose the success we had last night, and we got to look right in front of us. And we got to handle a hungry, talented, you know, young but dangerous Mercer team that's right in front of us tomorrow. And then after that, we can take a breath and start to prepare for our next challenge. And that's the Big East. But just from looking afar and not really following it too closely, the Big East looks like every team's competing. Every team is competing in every game that they're in.
Well, Coach, one thing I wanted to ask you, because we have a lot of high school guys out there that listen to the program, and just for a second, tell us the kind of guy that you're looking to bring into Marquette and be part of the Golden Eagle program.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You know, we're looking for kids who just have that edge and that willingness and desire to prove themselves. You know, maybe a kid that's a little bit smaller or or for whatever reason was looked past by some other schools. We want those kids who, when they get to our place, are going to do everything that they can to get the most out of themselves. And the most important factor, guys, is they have to buy in to the team concept. And they've got to put the team first in everything that they do. Because I truly believe that that has been the biggest factor to our success, is our guys really understand what it is to be a part of the team.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Coach Joe Amplo of Marquette. Coach, you've had some success in recruiting. You've been able to bring guys in there that have bought in and put this thing together in a pretty short window of time. Now, where's the team basically from? Are you recruiting nationally, or are you just targeting certain areas?
Yeah, we are certainly national right now. I think we have 16 states represented, 2 provinces in Canada. We've got guys from all over the map. We were really northeast centric in our first 2 years with Philadelphia and Long Island having a big influence, and that'll remain true with that being our first stop. But heck, we got guys. We got a kid from Kansas. We got guys from Seattle, California, St. Louis, Ohio, Michigan. You know, everywhere, all over the map, and it's been a really, really cool experience to watch these guys grow into a team, knowing how different their backgrounds are.
For sure, and one of the things, too, is that, you know, we touched on this a second ago, is the growth of the game in Wisconsin. A lot of people don't realize it, but the game is really developing pretty quickly in that area where you guys are right now.
It is. It's exploding, and we've seen it. It's just grown exponentially since we've been there, and the amount of coaches that are involved and people really care about the game, and now the youth programs are not only budding up, but they're blossoming. They're blossoming all over the state, and people are really getting behind this sport. So the next 5 to 10 years there, it's going to be one of the emerging areas, I think, in our sport.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking some time out on your trip down south. It's probably pretty good to be playing in some warm weather, huh?
Well, it was a real feel of 38 last night, so it was a little bit of a home cooking for us, I think. But right now we're enjoying the sunshine. Hopefully we can get some warm weather here tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, listen, great start. Good luck to you for the rest of the season. And, you know, hopefully we'll see you down in May playing in the tournament.
I hope so. I appreciate that, guys. We'll just take one at a time.
One at a time.
I appreciate you having us on the
Definitely.
Board.
Thanks, Coach. Definitely.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That was Coach Joe Amplo, the head coach of the Red Hot Marquette Golden Eagles. We're going to get out of here and take a break for some crash commercial messages, and then we are going to come back and lock it down here for him, Sean.
Is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has 2 locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio. Are you ready to change your game? Then change your handle. C12 Lacrosse is a premium manufacturer of high-performance carbon fiber lacrosse handles. They are the first in the industry to engineer position-specific handles for your style of play. They offer an attack, midfield, LSM, Class D, goalie, and 2 lady size handles. Manufactured right here in Central Ohio and backed by an industry-leading 12-month warranty. So when you're ready to change your game, the new Selly line is available at Midwest Lacrosse or any C12 Lacrosse authorized dealer in Ohio. C12 Lacrosse. Handle the game. Major League Lacrosse action is back in the Buckeye State, and your Ohio machine is oiled up for 2015. Don't miss any of the hard-hitting, adrenaline-laced action as the machine rocks the competition the only way they know how. Through blood, sweat, and gears, get your tickets now to watch the highest-scoring lacrosse team in the world. Light the lamp all summer long. This is Ohio Machine Lacrosse. We play for each other. We play for the fans. We play for Ohio. It's time to oil up. For tickets, visit theohiomachine.com or call 614-754-9000.
1873.
The folks at CG's Auto Paint and Body have been involved in Central Ohio lacrosse and in business for over 35 years, fixing your minor and not so minor dents, scratches, and bumps that young drivers sometimes inflict on your automobile. A lot has changed in lacrosse over the past 35 years in Central Ohio, but at CG's Auto Paint and Body, nothing has changed the way they do business or the way they treat their customers. CG's Auto Paint and Body conducts business the way honorable athletes compete on the lacrosse field, with commitment of promise completed, honor, character, above reproach, loyalty to you, the customer, and fair play. CG's Auto Paint and Body at 5431 Byers Circle salutes all the young athletes participating in lacrosse this season and is a proud supporter of coaches Taylor and Ryan and the lacrosse show. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle in Columbus, or call Chris and tell him you heard him on the lacrosse show at 436-8148. That's 436-8148. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups with support from Pfizer Oncology.
Major League Lacrosse action is back in the Buckeye State, and your Ohio machine is oiled up for 2015. Don't miss any of the hard-hitting, adrenaline-laced action as the machine rocks the competition the only way they know how, through blood, sweat, and gears. Get your tickets now to watch the highest-scoring lacrosse team in the world. Light the lamp all summer long. This is Ohio Machine Lacrosse. We play for each other. We play for the fans. We play for Ohio. It's time to oil up. For tickets, visit theohiomachine.com or call 614-754-1975.
We are back, and our man Vince is over there pushing some crazy buttons, and we're having some
putting
fun
this in everyone's head, Vince, so that way all day long they're gonna go womp womp.
Exactly.
So, Coach, that was a great interview. You know, one of the things that I think is important to point out is that with, you know, Coach Ampolo being on the road and traveling, we wanted to kind of fire some quick questions to him and, you know, not be in a spot where all of a sudden we lost him again, because being on a bus ride and you have 45-plus men in the background and a movie going on and, you know, then all of a sudden one kid forgets that you're on the phone, on the radio, on a nationally broadcasted show.
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden we hear one of those words and we don't have a cough button
and
here.
And then all of a sudden
you don't have it, but I do. So.
The FCC comes in and all that stuff.
And they shut Coach T down again. When I was at Denison, I was on WDUB back there, and I used to have a show. I used to play music at the Friday kickoff show, and there were a couple of times where the president of the university showed up for my show.
Oh, that's either good or bad.
It wasn't good. I can guarantee you that. But speaking of national, we are national, and the reason we're national is because we've got some great supporters out there. The Lacrosse Radio Network from In Lacrosse We Trust. MLL Radio picks us up and broadcasts us, and also our friends over at Laxform. And
exactly.
I tell you another thing, Sean. Each week, as I monitor our Twitter feed at the Lacrosse Show, I mean, stuff is coming in from all over everywhere. I mean, so we're building an audience, and people are listening, and that's a good thing, because it's right in the wheelhouse of what we're trying to do. We're just trying to grow the game and try to get it out there, because all ESPN doesn't talk about lacrosse. Guys down the radio dial, Vince, they don't talk about lacrosse. But lacrosse is the fastest growing game in the country, and they're missing out on it. I can guarantee you that, and we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great that we have the sponsors. We have local sponsors, and then also being in a position where, you know, we also have the show. You can pick it up on a podcast on the AM 1230 WYTS.com website, and, you know, Lax Swarm Radio, the Lacrosse Network. I mean, these are all things you can get in the App Store. You can get it from Google Play. You can get it from the Apple Store. iTunes, all those different types of things. So, I mean, to be able to get out there and to have people be in a position, especially today's society, where they want that instant show. I mean, one of the things I'll hear from guys during the week is that, oh, you know what? I wish I could get the show downloaded. I wish I could get it on a podcast. I'm like, well, you can, and they don't know that. And so, I mean, it's good to kind of get that out there. And obviously, you know, a lot of this for us is, you know, we need you, the listener. We need you guys to kind of tell people about us, and that way we can be in a position to kind of go a little bit longer than an hour, or maybe start a little bit earlier in the season, or go a little bit later. And, you know, it takes time. You know, it's one of those things. Rome was not built in a day. And so... But with hard work with Vince and with you, Coach, you know, we're going to get this thing going. But getting things going, how about some games this weekend?
Let's talk about some games. We got some big ones coming up. We got number 9 Maryland at number 10 Princeton. And that's a game that are two teams. I think they're trying to really establish their brand this season. And, you know, Maryland started off the season and lost to Yale. And, And was some folks were surprised, but and some other folks weren't. You know, Princeton's a team that's always in the mix, and they're trying to reestablish some superiority in the Ivy League and also put their footprint down on the NCAA tournament again.
Here's the thing with Maryland is that Maryland, they had a stretch, and they went through a stretch 3-4 years in a row where they were loaded.
Yeah.
They were loaded. And, you know, hands down on paper, best team. We talked about them. I was on the bandwagon. And for whatever reason, it never clicked. It never kind of went through. They ran into Duke, you know. And this year, for example, they lose they lose Connor. He goes out to Denver. He's tearing it up out there. And they're still looking for their identity because they went so long where they had these big guns. And then all of a sudden those kids graduated. And all of a sudden they're trying to figure out who they are again. Yeah, they got the Rambo, you know, player. They got a couple other guys. But the thing is that I still think Maryland is in a spot where they're trying to figure out exactly who they are, where they go. I mean, they graduated a senior goalie last year. That's huge. When you have a goalie who's a four-year starter for your program, and all of a sudden he graduates, and the next guy up, whether he's a sophomore or a junior, it's not the same thing. You're not as comfortable as a coach. You're not as comfortable as players out there because, you know, there's a mainstay. There was a guy that seemed, and, you know, we see it all the time, like, you know, with other sports where, you know, when's that guy going to graduate? That guy should have graduated years ago. You know, people used to always, Coach Caravana used to always talk to me about Brian Small, who's the head coach at Baldwin Walls, and he'd say, Brian's got another year left, and it was like he was a sophomore because, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's those type of players.
There's no question about that. You know, speaking of Duke, you mentioned Duke in there. They're going up against Loyola, and my favorite player on the planet, Nico Pontrello. I just love the way that kid plays. Loyola's had, you know, they've had a little rough start themselves, and they're still ranked in the top 15. But they need a big win. They need a signature win, and they got Duke at home in Maryland today.
Yeah, Duke's too good. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, we're sitting there and we're hyping up Syracuse because, you know, I'm a homer, so it's easy to kind of do that. But Duke is loaded. I mean, they're midfield and they're getting it too. They're starting to get it. People forget this, is that those first couple games early on when they were looking rusty and stuff, they had guys suspended.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's one of the things is that it's easy to be an armchair quarterback and kind of compare them to last year and everything. But Miles Jones, he's a force. You can't put a pole on him. You know, if I was playing him, I would shut him off with a short stick and I'd slide early with a pole. And the thing is that, you know, he's so big and strong. Even if I shut him off, he's still going to V-cut and create space and get the ball and still attack me and run me over.
Yeah. You got to have a short stick defenseman who's athletic, who's just strong as a bull.
You need to get Ray out there. And get Ray Lewis out there or something, you know?
And get up in his chest a little bit. And you're right. And the other thing about Duke is – Coach Danowski, and we heard Coach Joe Amplo say, you know, he's always looking for the one-game winning streak. He doesn't get he doesn't get too high when they win five games in a row, and he doesn't get too low if they lose two games in a row. He's always building, building, building towards May.
Yeah.
You know, and Duke will be there. When the smoke clears, Duke will be there. I think, once again, they'll be in the Final Four.
And it's one of the things I'm really happy for Coach Donowski is that, you know, early in my coaching career, I had an opportunity to meet him when he was at Hofstra, and was just very impressed by how he conducted himself and, you know, what he was all about. And then all of a sudden he had the opportunity to go down to Duke, you know, when they were going through their whole thing, and, you know, took what Coach Pressler did and kind of built on it. But now all of a sudden he's created into his own monster. And if you see what he's done is that, and Coach Amplo, he's doing this right now. Duke is playing on a Friday and a Sunday. They're playing on a Thursday and a Saturday because what they're doing is they're getting their players ready for the NCAA tournament, for the ACC tournament, playing games back-to-back. What Coach Amplo doing, he's played last night, he's playing tomorrow. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, and so that's the thing that kills me is that when we talk about, you know, moving the season around and everything, where some schools are playing two games in a row in a 3-4 game time slot or day, they think. So credit to them.
Yeah, another team that we everybody kind of forgot about because they ran up against Syracuse early and got smacked in the head, and that was Cornell. But Cornell's got Virginia today and up in New York, and that's a game, Sean, you know, that I think is going to go a long way towards putting an Ohio kid back on the map for the Tewaratone Award, and that's Connor Busick. I mean, if he can put up a back-to-back really good games, you know, like he's done here recently, I think he's going to continue to get some mention, especially with our boy Lyle Thompson. Kind of, you know, he hadn't had the season anywhere close to what it was a year ago because of injury and probably because of graduation of his brother and his cousin.
Agreed. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where I think, you know, Coach, I agree with that. I think there's just so many things. I mean, it's great. I mean, it's early. It's not even St. Patrick's Day yet, and we've basically had a full season of lacrosse go on.
And no question.
And then there's a couple more games, too, that we...
Yeah, you know, the other thing, you know, local games that we got to talk about, Ohio Wesleyan. They're out on the East Coast, and they're playing Salisbury today. That's another, you know, that's another defining game.
That game's tomorrow because it's a Sunday game.
Yeah, they're moved. So Denison's playing Sewanee on Sunday, and OU's playing Salisbury on Sunday, and we're going to get a chance to find out a little bit more about both of these programs from these games. If there was ever a time that OU could catch Salisbury and get them, I think this might be the year. Because I think Salisbury's down a little bit.
Well, because Salisbury's biggest thing is goalie situation. Yeah. They graduated, as I said before, they graduated a kid who was a 2-3-year starter. And Gettysburg last week, I had a chance to watch the game on the feed. And I was in awe. I mean, the kid wasn't saving anything. So they call a timeout. They switch goalies. They put a freshman in. Kid's first time playing and everything. So, you know, and they're peppering them. So, you know, it's one of those things where you got to kind of lock down the hatches a little bit. And, you know, for some of those teams, especially the one on the Eastern Shore, Salisbury, they got a lot of snow this year. They're not used to the snow. And if they do, it's kind of, they just plow it off and everything. In high school, I mean, we're second week of high school practice going on. Teams are definitely licking their chops right now, hoping that the turf fields will be cleared. I'm sure a lot of teams will be, you know, either shoveling today or being in a spot where they're going to practice in the turf, kind of break up the snow, the ice a little bit. And, you know, I just think it's one of those things that, and I'll go on a tangent about this because I ran into this, is that I learned how to shovel a field, and it's awful. I mean, you buy turf for this reason. And so the people that are out there, you know, you buy turf fields, you get a special plow for it. These are things that you do so that way the teams can be out there practicing, the players can be out there playing. Because here's the deal. You put a kid on a concrete surface in a parking lot or a tennis court, chances are there could be a little bit of ice someplace. Yeah. And a kid could get hurt there. And now all of a sudden, you could get sued for that reason. And the coach could be in trouble. Whereas you have this turf facility that's under 3 inches of snow that's just kind of sitting there. And everyone's like, why do we have turf if we can't use it? And you know what? It's just up to the grounds crew and the powers that be to kind of say, you know what? Let's put a PVC pipe underneath the plow. Let's get one of those specialty plow things. We're not going to tear it up. We're not going to rip it up. And most of those turf companies nowadays, when you buy a turf field, you ask right from the very beginning, can I plow this field?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if anybody's out there and they're entrepreneurial at all, you know, you need to become a a grounds crew in and of yourself and get the equipment and show these high schools what they know at the college level.
Well, the thing is, Ohio State has a grounds crew program.
Right.
You know, they have that program. So I wonder if they have a class on how to plow a turf field. And if they do, I know a couple schools that would love to have your students come on over and plow the field.
Without a doubt. Well, Sean, once again, 60 minutes has gone by so fast, it makes your head spin. We've had a great day.
Yabo's Tacos tomorrow, 5 o'clock, free clinic from the Ohio Machine.
Absolutely. We had Coach Nat St. Laurent on. We had Joe Amplo on from Marquette. No telling who we'll have next week. Bottom line is it'll be somebody big, somebody national, and next week we're going to get into a little high school lacrosse because it's getting closer, and games will be starting before we know it.
They're already playing in Florida.
Absolutely. Vince, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go eat some pizza for lunch.
Where are you going to get pizza?
I have no idea.
Not Wisconsin. Ritz crackers and Ragu. Thanks, Coach Amplo. I'm going to put that on my Twitter.
Absolutely. Well, listen, everybody, you be safe out there today. Turn on your TV, turn on your computer. There's lacrosse all over, everywhere, and we will see you next Saturday morning with the Lacrosse Show.